there. It's me, Celeste Hackett, on Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Celeste Hackett. Cal isn't here this week. Why? Because he's doing hypnosis training. That's right, he's turning people into hypnotists. Voila. And we got a lot to do today because we're going to finish up the 10 keys to starting your successful hypnosis practice on a budget. We've been working on this for a while. It's time to just finish them up, so we're going to do that today. If you're not watching this on calbanyan.com, then you're missing a lot of stuff down there, a lot of resources and stuff, so you want to go to www.calbanyan.com just as soon as you can. Also, if you want to catch up on what Cal is up to, you just need to go to some of his websites. He's got a bunch of them, like hypnosiscenter.com, calbanyan.com, and now he's got hypnosis.org too. And he's always putting new stuff up on his websites, and he always is really forthcoming with what he's up to with announcements and stuff like that, so you want to check that out. The NGH convention is coming. Are you going to go? I'm going to be there. This will be my first convention. I'm really excited about it. I'll be there on Thursday the 7th, and I'll be coming back home on the 11th. So, you know, if you get there early and you leave a little late, make sure you look me up. Maybe we can have a cup of coffee together and talk. I want to meet as many people as I can who watch the show, and I look forward to meeting you. So let's get on with basically what we want to talk about today, which is the 10 keys to starting your successful practice on a budget. By the way, you might want to check out a new blog that I wrote on ourhypnospace.com. Just go to celestehackett.ourhypnospace.com. This particular place, Our Hypnospace, is a great place for people, hypnotists actually, to meet and network, plus a whole lot of other stuff you can do there, such as join groups and so on. And I like to do my blogs there. And so my blog this week is called The Debt-Free Hypnotist, and why I think it's really helpful, if not important, to be debt-free as a hypnotist. And I also put my personal financial goals up there for the whole world to see, kind of to keep me accountable to, I guess, myself or you. I don't know. Okay, well, let's start out with first going over some of the keys that we've already talked about, just kind of refresh the memory. The first key was determine your budget. That makes a lot of sense. All of these keys go into greater detail when you look back at the prior episodes. I think we did three. The first one, you know, talks about how to determine your budget. And then the second key was make a list of what you'll be needing to spend on and shop around for the best prices. So that key is basically the shop around key. Look around. You can get good prices on things that a lot of hypnotists spend a lot of money on by just shopping around. Now, I'm really, just paraphrasing, I guess you could say, a lot of the information here in these keys right now. We're just going over them real quick. You want to get all the information on the prior videos. Key number three, don't scrimp on good hypnosis training for a lot of reasons. You know, you want to have repeat business, and you will if you have the good training, because you'll be able to really help people. You'll be able to take on issues that other hypnotists can't take on or won't, and you'll have more confidence, and you'll just be better in all sorts of ways. Plus, you'll get more referrals because you'll do such good work. The fourth key is save money by also getting office training. And that's really important because a lot of hypnotists learn how to hypnotize, but they don't know how to run their office. And so what you want to do is you want to get some sort of business training. And that should include some sort of marketing training turning phone calls into actual clients, so the sales part, and just how to keep your basic maybe accounts and that sort of thing. And I really like Maureen Banyan's business pack because it really helped me a lot. So make sure you check that out. And I think you'll really find that that's very helpful, and it's not very much money. But I talk more about that once again on the prior videos that we did on this particular topic. The fifth key that we went over was take credit cards. That'll really help your business. But take them using Dial Pay. And Dial Pay is a way that you can take credit cards without having the machine, and it's really inexpensive. Key seven was spend money on a website that looks good. You know, really, you want to make sure that your website looks better than anybody else's or as good as the top websites. And there's a lot of different things you want to look at when you put your website together. So check out that video. I think that was the last one that we did when we talked a little bit about that. And then still part of key number 7 is not only do you want to, you know, put together a website that looks good, but you also want to spend money on search engine optimization, because search engine optimization, also called SEO, is what gets you found. If, and what causes your website to show up on the Google search engines. And you want to be on the front page when someone types in, like, hypnosis, comma, your town name, which is a common way that people search for hypnotists. And so when they search like that, you want to make sure that your website comes up on the first page. Consider, we're at the halfway marker, I guess, of the show. Wait a minute. No, we're not. We're at the 8th key. That would make sense. That'd make more sense. I have to tell you, this is really recorded live and there's no editing, so if I scratch my nose or I make a mistake like I just made, hey, it's in here. And I just made a mistake. So we're at the 8th key. Use the internet for advertising. Boy, there's a lot you could say about this. Let me tell you, I just recently got listed on hypnosis.org. That's right, hypnosis.org. It's Cal Banyan's new site, and he's letting people put their listings on there now. And that was about 3 weeks ago, and already my listing from that site is showing up. I also have a listing at hypnosiscenter.com. In addition to my websites, which I have two, right now my major website that usually gets pretty good SEO is down, and there's a problem with my web hosting, and it's been down a lot these last 2 or 3 weeks. And so the good thing about, you know, having a listing on another website that can get you found on Google is that sometimes when you know, maybe your website is down, you can still be found. So I recommend getting on the hypnosis.org website, and there's 3 different levels that you can do. You can get in there for free, actually, and then there's, you can pay just a little bit of money and get a better listing, and then there's a premium listing, and now because of this I'm going for the premium listing. Also consider listing, we're talking about all the ways to use the internet for marketing, right, and for advertising. So consider listing your services on Craigslist. There are a lot of hypnotists that do that and get really good results. Consider listing in phone directories online. Some of them are free and most of them are cheap. In 2006, I had 3 that I really liked. One was Magic Yellow, and most people can use Magic Yellow in their town or city. And at that time it was $63 a month, and it was worth it. I got a lot of calls from that. And then Smart Pages was $10 a month, and Dallas Yellow Pages Online was $35 a month. After a while, it seemed like I was getting more clients from just my website and good search engine placement, so I did opt out of these, but for a while they really helped me. So you might want to try that. Another thing you can do is create a meetup group. Let me tell you a little bit about meetup.com. It's the largest network of self-organized clubs and community groups probably in the world. And Meetup helps people find others in the area who share their interests, and also helps them to learn, teach, and share things. And so it's just a really good thing to do, to actually create your own Meetup group. You can create a Meetup group, for instance, on weight loss, and then you can glean some people for your hypnosis business, or maybe your weight loss program. I've known people to do this. Now, all of this is sounding kind of familiar, so Cal and I might have talked about this already, but I'm going to go over it real quickly anyway. Buy space on a website that is highly ranked and has high traffic. Back to hypnosis.org again. There are lots of different places that you can buy ads on or banners on. You just want to make sure that they're really good. The money that I've spent on hypnosiscenter.com and what I will be spending on hypnosis.org, I feel will be money well spent. And I don't like to spend money on anything. I like to make money. So I spend as little money as I can to make money. And I'm telling you, some things really pay off, and this is one of them. Trade links with other hypnotists that are complimentary and that also have high SEO. Put your business in your signature on your email. I just started doing that because, you know, you probably email a lot of people. And at the bottom of my emails, it says my website name and a little slogan, always accepting referrals, please tell a friend. And then I recently added the hypnotist that doctors, psychiatrists, and therapists frequently refer to in Dallas, Texas. I just, you know, hope that that's going to return some kind of way. Don't know for sure, but it's another way to advertise yourself using the internet. And something that I haven't done, but I sort of intend to do, is create a mailing list from all of the people that have, emailed me, and a newsletter to go out to prior clients to let them know, what else I'm doing, and just keep, you want to keep top of mind in these clients that you've seen that you're still around, because when they leave you and they're all better, they go on with their life. And so what you want to do is make sure that every, quarter or so, or every 4 or 5 months, that you just check in with them somehow. And they say, and I haven't tried this, but I've heard that a newsletter is a really good way to do this and just tell them what's going on, what you're up to, maybe if you have a discount or something like that. And all of a sudden, they're going to look at that and they're going to go, oh, yeah, there's somebody in my life who could use this, where maybe before they didn't know that a person that needed their service when they worked with you. So I think that's a really good idea, something I plan to make use of in the future. Get out and meet people is key number 9. Just get out and meet people. Wear a name tag that says your name and that you're a certified hypnotist or a consulting hypnotist. And just by virtue of the fact that you're wearing it and you're out, people are going to ask you about your services, because there aren't that many hypnotists running around even still these days, and it's an interesting line of work. I like to call it an aha career. When I was a radio announcer and I said I'm a radio announcer, people were always like, oh, wow, I guess it's more like a oh, wow career, because they go, oh, wow, what's that like, And hypnosis has got the same sort of appeal. If you say, oh, I'm a hypnotist, you can bet that somebody's going to get this excited, energy about them and ask you more about it, because it's just an interesting career. So you want to get out and meet people, wear the little tag, pass out flyers in cars, tell everybody what you do, post flyers where you can post them, message boards, boards by, so a lot of apartment complexes have these little boards where you can sell stuff, my couch for $25. Well, you can put your little flyer there too. In fact, I used to get clients like that when I was first starting out. You can mail off or drop off information to doctors, massage therapists, chiropractors, acupuncturists, dentists, therapists, and health clubs and stuff like that. And by the way, according to the American Medical Association, I recently heard this, haven't really looked into this to see if it's true, but I did recently hear that the American Medical Association found that 58% of physicians were in favor of their patients using complementary practices or therapies. But most doctors just didn't know where to go to find the people that they could refer to. And so they just kept quiet and didn't say anything. So just imagine that if that's true, 58% of the doctors in your area are very interested in using your services. They just need to know about you. So send them some cards, introduce yourself, maybe an introductory letter or something. That's another thing that I want to do. The 10th key is, and this is a really important key, is to work with your clients for referrals, your own clients that you have. Past clients is good, like we were talking about with an email. Or you could also, and this is something that I like to do, is you can when your clients come in, every time they come in or as they're leaving, especially if they're happy and they're feeling good, give them 2 or 3 cards and say, I know I already gave these to you, but I'm going to give them to you every time. I don't care where you put them. You can just put them at the counter at the bank. You can put them at the, in between the aisle, between the canned tomatoes at the grocery store. You can put them in the bathroom at work. But just, just put these cards out there. And you can also just say when they're very happy. Another thing you can do to get referrals is just say to them, who do you know that needs my help? And sometimes when you put it like that to them, they'll start thinking, instead of, I really need referrals and I need money. Can you help me make some money? Instead, you want to come from a different angle. Who do you know that needs my help? Especially when they feel like, wow, you've really helped me. That kind of works really well. And another thing is to put some sort of a sign somewhere in your business that says that you're taking referrals and, please tell a friend about our services or something like that. It's a good thing to have on your wall. Mine is in my bathroom. And I also have a stack of cards in there. So that's the 10 keys of having a successful hypnosis practice or starting one on a budget. But there's a couple more keys, since we have a little more time, that I'd like to tell you about. The 12th key Cal and I touched on this a little bit when we first started this whole series, and that is set some goals for yourself. It's an inexpensive thing to do, to just set some goals. Because if you don't set goals, you know, you're going to be kind of just letting the world and life guide your business. But if you set goals, then you're more proactive, and you're going to think a little bit more about what you're doing. Before I set goals, it was like I was at the mercy of the universe, it seemed like. But once I started setting goals, my mind honed in, maybe even subconsciously, on how I needed to do this or that. And I just became more aware of how I talked to people on the phone, more aware of when I was giving cards and asking for referrals or not. And I found that I had gotten kind of lazy, and that's one of the reasons why my business had dropped off. A lot of times it's just that we're not putting the energy out there. So if you set a goal, I put mine on a post-it note and put it on my computer screen here. And every time I book somebody else, I scratch out the old number, you know, and I go 8 to go. Then I scratch out 8, 7 to go. And it just keeps me excited, and it's just fun to kind of reach for goals. And you'll find that you get closer and closer to the goals as you do them, unless you just make them right away, which often happens. And, you know, life happens. Speaking of happens, life happens. And sometimes, you know, you might have a big goal, and then you might have family come to visit or something. And those things happen too. But at least if you have a goal, you keep it top of mind. You're always striving towards it, and you're more aware that this is a business and you need to be working towards something. I guess that's really what I want to say. There's a 13th key. And that is something that I just thought of yesterday when I saw this news article. A lot of hypnotists start their business practices in little small towns where there's nobody to come to them, and the people don't have any money. It's not that you can't make money as a hypnotist in a small town. There are hypnotists that do that. And if you live in a small town and you work in a small town as a hypnotist, you want to seek out those hypnotists that are doing well in small towns and see what they're doing that you're not doing. But if you can move, that might be even better. Let me tell you what this news article says. It said, and it's from CNN Money. It says, New York is the worst city to build wealth. There was a survey done with Salary or at salary.com, and it says, if you'd like to build a nest egg with your paycheck, it may be time to give up New York City, and this blew me away, and head for Plano, Texas. I live and work in Plano, Texas. I couldn't believe this, so I had to read more. And it says that there were 69 cities that they evaluated, and all of them had more than 250,000 people. The Big Apple, New York, ranked last. Plano came in first among American cities in which to build personal wealth. Now, you know, hypnosis isn't all about getting rich. We want to help people, but we got to make a living, right? So this is important. The survey, based on census data at salary.com, analyzed local salaries, the cost of living, unemployment, secondary factors such as diversity of the local economy, residence education, percentage of the population below the poverty level, and commute time. All kinds of things like that were measured. And according to the survey, the top five cities are home to some of the largest companies and have recorded strong periods of growth. And see, if that's happening, you got people with money who can buy your services. And so Plano came in first, to my amazement, followed by Aurora, Colorado, Omaha, Nebraska, Minneapolis, and Albuquerque, New Mexico. So that's just something to keep in mind. Okay, I have another key. What was my other key? Oh, my other key, the 14th key. Gosh, I didn't think I was going to have this many. We got to wrap up pretty soon. But the 14th key is watch your own personal debt and get out of debt if you can, or at least manage it well, learn how to manage money. Because whatever you're doing personally in your life, whatever kind of person you are, whatever your strengths are, and whatever your weaknesses are, when you have a business, you bring all of that into your business. So if you're not strong financially, if you don't know how to say no when you really, really want something bad but you don't need it, if you don't know how to save up for things that are important, and just things like that, know your own comfort level with your risk factors when it comes to money and losing money. If you don't know all this stuff, you're not alone. You know, most people live paycheck to paycheck, but relax. you change this. You just need to start surrounding yourself with information about being debt-free. You can be debt-free. You can run a business debt-free. Walmart, for Pete's sake, is a debt-free company. And there's a lot of them, big companies out there that run debt-free. And there's a lot of small companies, too. And since for a really small business like I have, it's a sole proprietorship, you know, if my business sinks, it's part of my personal responsibility, my personal finance. So if it sinks, I'm sunk. So if you don't, you know, if you don't get yourself in line and learn how to say no to yourself, learn how to save money and all that kind of stuff, learn how to shop around, then you could end up in some pretty big trouble down the line with your business. So that's another thing that I just wanted to say. 13th goal, personally, learn how to handle your finances. And then that's going to trickle down into your business. I think that's about it, isn't it, honey? Today's my husband's birthday. I just want to say happy birthday, Christopher. He's my studio audience of one. Yay! Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anyway, that's it for me, Celeste Hackett, on Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Celeste Hackett. I'm here in Plano, Texas. It's been wonderful to be with you today. I look forward to seeing you next time. Bye-bye.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.